In life, there are some things that are simply inevitable. Death, taxes, and embarrassing situations. Every one of us can tell stories of embarrassing moments at work. After a long meeting, I realized I'd had a piece of coriander stuck to my teeth the whole time. I came to a company event wearing jeans and a t-shirt when everyone else was dressed in suits or evening gowns. The danger of social awkwardness is that it may cause us to behave in a way that just makes everything worse. We may laugh too loudly, speak in an unnaturally high-pitched voice, or turn bright red. So how should we deal with situations like these? In general, there are two options. The first approach is simply to pretend it didn't happen. If you have something green stuck to your teeth, get rid of it and move on. The best way to do this is usually with humor. If you can laugh at yourself, it quickly diffuses an embarrassing moment. This may sometimes require a high level of self-confidence, but in many cases, it's the best thing to do. If we stay calm, it won't become a big deal. At other times, of course, simply carrying on isn't really an option. The second approach is to confront the situation directly. Consider these scenarios. 1. Your boss praises you for work you didn't actually do. For one reason or another, you didn't pull your weight on a project, and a colleague did most of the work. While it might be tempting to say nothing and accept the applause, it's better to set the record straight as quickly as possible. While I'd love to take the credit for this, it's really Kathy who deserves the compliment, and I agree with you that she did a great job. This is not just the right thing to do, but also makes you look like a leader because you're confident enough to pass on credit for good work without feeling threatened or insecure. 2. You're put on the spot in a meeting when you weren't expecting to present anything. Perhaps nobody mentioned that you'd have to give an update on a project, or maybe you weren't paying attention. Either way, you now have to deal with the situation. To avoid looking like a scared rabbit, honesty is the best policy. "I'm sorry, but I didn't know this topic would be addressed today. I'd like to get back to you when I've had a chance to prepare something." Of course, if you have the knowledge, your other option would be to wing it. Stay calm and take a sip of water first to give yourself a little more time to gather your thoughts. 3. Your boss catches you watching a cat video on YouTube. The internet and smartphones now make it easier than ever to waste time at work. Of course, we want others to see us in the best possible light. However, if you get caught watching a cat video or whatever it might be, trying to hide the fact will only look more suspicious. It's better to acknowledge it. "I just need to look at something else for 5 minutes to refresh my concentration." Your boss knows you're human. As long as you don't make a habit of it, there really shouldn't be a problem. Keep calm and carry on. When an apology is needed, say you are sorry, but don't over-apologize. If you introduce someone with the wrong name, say something like, "Oh, sorry, John, I was just talking to Frank and his name was still on my mind." Sometimes a short, simple response deals with the situation. "Well, that was embarrassing. But moving on." Often, it's worth taking a few seconds to check your appearance. And for online calls, that there's nothing in the background you don't wish others to see. You don't want to become a viral meme, like the poor lady who was interviewed on TV with a large dildo on a shelf behind her. If you have trouble distancing yourself from what happened, remember that everyone has moments of embarrassment. Even celebrities have them. Actor Jennifer Lawrence tripped and fell over at the Oscars. And it happened to her again at a film premiere. Each time, she laughed it off and carried on. If you can show that you can manage the discomfort of an embarrassing situation, the moment passes quickly and is usually soon forgotten.